communities, not like the wards last time, supported by two community boards and the Te Aro board. The four wards would be a Maori ward. It would be a city ward, an urban ward. It would be a lakes ward and a rural ward, each representing distinct communities. The potential seat allocation, based on those currently on the Maori roll and with 12 councillors, by my calculation, there would be 7 from city, 3 from Te Arawa, 1 from lakes and 1 from rural. Looking at the law, and JP and I have had some discussions about this, I don't think it's going to be possible for your representation review to actually make changes for the next election. Section 19K of the Local Electoral Act 2001. And Maori wards are impossible before the 2019 election. But looking at it, it seems to me the council could decide now to introduce Maori wards in future. That decision does not have a time limit on it. And JP's nodding at me. And the poll is only necessary if 5% of the electors so request it. So, in the interim measures, what could be done? My suggestion is that the detail of the Maori wards be considered in the representation review. And it might be a bit hard to fit that in legally, as JP has suggested. That the council adopt the framework of the partnership proposal, modify the details in light of all the coro of the consultation that's gone on, and see how it works for 3 years. Lightning won't strike, there won't be an asteroid, there might be an earthquake, there might be an eruption, but see how it works for 3 years. To my friends from Te Arawa, who are already members of the council, can I say tēnā koutou, katoa? You may worry about what would happen to Maori elected for general seats. In Parliament, in the last Parliament, 18% of the members are Maori. There are more Maori from general seats than there are from Maori electorates. And let me close with a word from Sir Apirana. And I refer his words to Te Arawa and Pākehā in Rotorua. No, we will bring them together like this coming together of chiefs and brave men, head held high, standing upright, looking straight at one another, face to face. Tēnā koutou katoa.
Thank you, Ian. That gives us time for questions. Councillor Gould.
Chair, thank you for your submission today, Ian. Are you 100% correct that we could have a Maori ward in 2016 if we did it the right way?
No, I don't believe it's possible to have one in 2016. I believe it is possible to make a decision now which will bind you to 2019. The time to make the council to make a decision doesn't have a time barrier on. It has to be made 2 years before an election. That's all. I believe you could decide now, and that would apply for 2019.
Councillor Sering.
That you had up there of the various wards. Thank you. Where you've got Te Arawa 3, do you envisage that those 3 would be of Te Arawa descent only, and that other Maori would have to stand in the general wards?
Well, in fact, the law would require, as I read it, and I'm not a lawyer, it would read it that all Maori would be able to contribute to that ward and vote in that ward. Te Arawa would be by far the dominant element there, as they are, but it would be all Maori who would vote in that ward.
Councillor Sturt.
Yes, thanks for your submission. As a member of the representation review, I look forward to your submission in terms of that, because the issues that you raised today certainly had to be traversed by the committee that is chaired by Meta Pika, myself and Tania are on that committee. However, I've had a similar proposal to this, but the numbers are a bit different, but the principle's the same. So you're saying electorally all the issues that people have raised are one way or t'other can be addressed by Māori wards?
No, I believe that it is. It would be desirable to create another community council and community board for the rural area who lack representation at the moment, and that it would also be helpful, very helpful, to have the Te Aroha board formed as in the partnership proposal.
Could I just ask some clarification? We wonder why in the past Te Aroha have never asked for wards. It's been voted down. But we're now looking for solutions going forward. How do you think that could be sold rather than the model that they developed themselves?
I think Te Aroha have never been greedy, Your Worship. And I believe they have sought something that they thought would be achievable without trying to ask for too much. As to why there haven't been wards in the past, relationships have varied. I think the current problems are perhaps more acute than they have been in the past.
Councillor Rokoate.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tēnā koe, Ian.
Tēnā koe.
Ian, this is what we're considering has been the Te Aroha partnership proposal, put together of hard work by a group of people over the last 12 months. What you're proposing now seems to me that, hello, here you are, Te Aroha, this is what we believe is good for you. I'd like your comment on that, please. Have you actually consulted with Te Aroha on what you're proposing?
No, I haven't. I haven't consulted with Te Aroha on this, but I've spent much of the last 18 months, three quarters of my time probably, sitting alongside and listening to people from Te Aroha in different ways. I believe that it is up to Te Aroha themselves to say whether the ward or not would be acceptable. My sense is that Te Aroha were reluctant to ask for more than they thought was readily achievable. And am I maybe wrong in that, Mary Pecker?
Chair, can I just say, what we've seen with this proposal, then they possibly were quite right in their feelings. The reaction to this proposal from sectors of our community would suggest that they may well have been right on the button with their feelings.
Can I just respond? A reaction initially, and practically all of it, has been to the appointment element, as I've heard it. And I haven't been present at your consultations. But the reaction has been to the appointment element. And having wards deals with that aspect of it very clearly.
Thank you. And, you know, here we are on the last day, still hearing fresh perspectives, so how valuable this process is. Thank you. Yeah.
Kia ora koutou.
And now we ask Ricky Hannah Hancock to the table. This is submission 1584, page 186. Good afternoon, Ricky Hannah.
Ko te whi o te kōrero i whiua ki tari mano, ko te aunga horo, ko te ruahine, a tawake hei mua ki a rere ki mua, ko rangi wewehi e. A koina ko wai, tēnei e tuake ki te aroaroa koutou mā, he uri, a o tira no te aroa, engari kaikonei tēnei, mō nā tirangi wewehi. A tuatahi mihi kawana tēnei ki tō tātou kaihanga. Nāne e whakarita hea tēnei au ātāhua mōna i tātou te tangata. Nāna hoki e whakarita te ara whakahoki ki ōna whare maha mōna i tātou te tangata mō reira whai kororea ki tōni ngō tapu. Ki ōku pānga, ōku whanauna, ōku whai pākeke, kamihi atu. Kamihi atu ki o koutou e whāriki he o koutou whakaro o koutou kōrero ki te aroaroa na te kauni hera nei. Ākia tautoko hea, tēnei kaupapa, ara, te tehe wāhanga mōnai tātou o Te Aroa. Nōrā era ki ōku pānga, kamihi atu. A ki te manukura o tō tātou hapuri o tō tātou rohe, Stevie. A kamihi hoki tēnei ki a koe. O tira ki o koutou, nā mimo te kaunihira. Koutou e whakarongo ki nā kōrero, ki nā tono, e tukanahia ki te aroaroa tēnei tēpū. Mā te aha, mā pōpō, mā pōpō. Mā te aha, kia noho ko tahi ai tātou o Te Aroa, a ki te kaunihira. Nā kahuri au ki tōku tonu nei. Ko hoki te māhara ki tērā rautau i te taima he tamaiti tonu tēnei. A ko hoki mai ahau no poneke i reira te tehe me ki civil servant. E mahi ana tēnei mo te tari a ture. I tōku hoki nā mai. I haere mātou te tau toko tō mātou hapu a Ngāti Rangi Weohi. I runga te aha. A tō mātou awa. Nā wai mimi o Pekahawa tēnā. I taua wā tonu, i whakātua e whakaputa mai, tērā ture ko te ārē mai. I taua wā tonu, i whakāro mātou, āna, koe nā te ara tika, kia tiakina pai tō mātou awa. Tīmata tō mātou tiruhanga rangahau, i taua wā tainoa ki te taima, o te tematanga o tēnei rautau. Ko taimai te wā, te whiri kōrero ki te kaunihera nei, e pāna tō mātou a awa a Taniwha Springs, te puna o Pekehawa. I taua wā tonu, pāmai te whakaro ki a mātou a Ngāti Rangi Wewehi, kia tukana te tono ki te aroaro ki taua komiti, a ko te standing komiti. Haha pēra ai mātou. E te taima i tanguhia te kaunihera tō mātou puna. E koneke nei tō mātou kraua a Pākeke. Hei te pite mea tēnā mō tō koutou mō tō tātou kaunihera nei. A whai muri tēnā taima taino ki tērā rautau, Wainganui nā 1990s. I noho tō mātou pāpa a Hāmi Hāhunga i rungatau a komiti, the standing committee. Nō neire i pā te whakaro ki a mate, koe nā te ara tika kia tīmata te kōrero Wainganui te kaunihera me Ngāti Rangi Wewehi e pāna no o mātou awa, tō mātou puna, te puna o Pekehawa. A ka tai te tono ki te rārangi kōrero o taua kimiti. Ko hoki mai te kōrero ki a mātou o Ngāti Rangi, ai, ka tai e te kōrero. Engari, mō nā rā e rua e toru i mua tonu te hui nei, ko hoki mai te kōrero. A ka whakakore ngia te kaupapa nei. Kāore te mea o taua wā e whakai ki tō mātou kōrero. Tino pauri mata. Tino pauri mata. Te mata te pukiriri i Wainganui o mātou nākau. Nā tēnā, ka tīmata te whawhai, te tutu pūehu i Wainganui mātou a Ngāti Rangi Wewehi i a koutou te kaunihira. He wā pauri tēnā mō Ngāti Rangi Wewehi. He hapera ai, ara keiko. Kei te noho tonu mātou mātou whanauna, hei kāringa whakarungo mō mātou mamai. Aha koe kahana tēnei, te kōrero o mātou mamai, kore tai a rātou te rongo. Kāre roa ka taitahi, tāua tahi ki te kōti. I whawhai taua whawhai ki rei. Taku kōrero, heha pēro ai mātou. Hea te take hare ki te kōti. Mehe me ka tai e mātou ko tahi, te whakautau tēnei take. Stevie, ko kite e koe tērā ara nai nei. Ka tai e tāua tahi, a Ngāti Rangi Wewehi, a te kaunihera, te kōrero. He aha pērā ai i mua. Kore wetahi e whakaro. Koena noiho. Nō reira, i whakai mātou a Ngāti Rangi Wewehi, ki te tono i te aroaro o tēnei komiti. Kia tū te tehe wāhanga, mō nai mātou o Te Aroa, A, kia āhei koutou, ngā memo o te kaunihera, te ranguna, tō mātou reo. Ehe kē ngā taima, ko haere mātou ki te kōti, ki te whakatau take. A, ki te reo o Tawakrawara, tō mātou mema tāwhito, tāwhito rau atu, Steve. A, Ian, e whānā taima. E whānā taima. Maumau taima, maumau kaha, maumau muni. Nō te mea mohewa ai, ka tai e mātou te noho, te kōrero, te whakatau, ēnei tū take, meheme ka noho tahi tata. Anō reira, koina nohe o taku kōrero kia o koutou, nā mema o te kaunihera, taku inoa kia o koutou mā, whakurunga mā. Whakurunga mā kia mātou. A Ngāti Rangi Wewehi, o tira, arara, a te arawa whānui, e noho mai ana. Kāreau e kumaro waku kōrero, e tūau ki te aruaru o tēnei, te tautoku hea te kaupapa. Taiho, mai taua wā tai nui, tai no ki tēnei, e pāmai te whakaaro, he aha, tetehe ara, tai e te tutuki hoki tēnei kōrero. Mehe mea, kaore te hāpuri e whakai ki tēnei tono, nā tēnā kaupapa a Matui Ian, koina te ara tika. Nā wāhanga Māori mo te kauhina. Koina noi. Nō reira te kauhira. E harikua te nākau o tēnei ki te tuki tō koutou aruaru, ki te mihi atu. Nō reira tēnā koutou. Tēnā koutou. Tēnā rā tata katoa.
Thank you, Ricky Hanna. That was full time, unless someone has a burning question. Thank you. That was heartfelt and very clear to us. Thank you, Ricky. We ask Kingi Biddle, Kingi, to the table. Submission 1599, page 190. Good afternoon, Kingi.
Kia ora, Trevor. Look at that. Kia ora, tātou. There we are. There's the Crown and a special interest group. Tēnā tātou. Tēnā tātou e te whānau. Kua taupua mai nei raro i te tuanui o tēnei o ngā whare. Ki te aroaro o ngā koraua tupuna, ko ngā whakairo e whakairi nei ki mui te aroaro no te... No te whare nui motuhake ra wātu nei, hira hira ra wātu nei o nuku te apiapi, ka tika me tuku i ngā mihi ki rāua hei whakaruru hau. Ia hau, hei whakaruru hau tanga, ia tatau, i roto i te kaupapa, kei mua ia tatau. Madam Mayor, fellow councillors, yesterday I stood in front of a lot of people from Toastmasters to give a speech on behalf of myself, of my club, of my area, of my city, and I came second. I'm actually more nervous now because tomorrow is at stake. Tomorrow is at stake. Our tomorrow is at stake. But if we look at the crest behind us, our tomorrow started yesterday. That's why I wanted to have this up here. And as I give my kōrero, I haven't looked at my piece of paper yet, as I give my kōrero, I want us to remember how is this a wonderful piece of art, or does our crest mean something? Nō reira, kei ngā whare wānanga, kei ngā whare maire, kei ngā whare rūnanga, o ia iwi, tēnā koutou katoa. Kia koe, Stevie, e te kahika o te koutou. e te manukura o te roturua nui a kahumata momoe. Koutou, ko te tira, kaunihera nei tēnā koutou, kei ngā whānau. And I'm not saying our te arawa whānau, our Māori whānau, I'm saying everybody in this room, everybody in this city, everybody in this district, kei ngā whānau, tēnā koutou katoa. My name is Kingi Biddle. This is my beautiful wife, Wendy Biddle, and I hope to be as passionate as a speaker as she was earlier today. My grandchildren, Anahira and Lily Takao, were born here. My daughter, who sits over there, Aroha Biddle, she was born here. I was born here. My brothers and two sisters, they were born here. My father, Robert Hughes, bully friend of ex-councillor Lee Biddle, was born here. My mother, Linda Biddle, was born here. My mother's mother, Rita Ngātai, 91 years of age, who's still alive, she was born here. I'm going to stick to the side of my father. My father's mother, Anipātene Biddle Sr., she was born here. Her father, Tuoro Akapita Pango, who went to Gallipoli and carved a carving in the trenches as a guardian for not just the Maori soldiers, but all soldiers. Guess what? He was born here. His father, Te Toa Akapita, he was born here. His father, Hamuera Pango, one of the first, he was on the very first town board, he was born here. His father, Pango, he was born here. His father, Te Huatahi, he was born here. His father, Te Tatu, he was born here. Why am I telling you this? Because before democracy came to Rotorua, before the council was here in Rotorua, people lived here. They had names. They had families. Their descendants sit in this room. What does that mean? Those people sit here. Major Te Rei Whati Virko is sitting in this room. Pakake Leonard is sitting in this room. Two people sit at the table. Thousands sit behind us. And millions sit in the front. This is not about democracy. This is about this. Two parties created Rotorua. One is called a special interest group. One is called an ethnicity. One is called a racial prejudice. It wasn't the colour of our skin. It's not the colour of our skin that is the issue here. That insults our tupuna. It was the colour of the ink that was on the quill when our ancestors signed the Fenton's Agreement. I'm going to stay with Ngāti Whakaue. We know stories of these tupuna here. We know stories of people such as Tutanekai, great warriors, and we tell our children this. The land that we walk on now was theirs. The land that we walk on and live on now was theirs. Here's my question to you. When we gave thousands and thousands of hectares, would you give thousands and thousands of hectares? When they gave thousands and thousands of hectares to create a better future, why would they give away their right to have a say? When this was their land, this was their domain, why would they give away their right to have a say? This is not about legal issues. This is about common sense. I'm a son of Rotorua. I believe in tātou tātou. When we get together, this is what happens. This can be tomorrow. We are the people that stood up for the young. We were the people that stood together at Ohinemutu as one at the Anzac ceremony. There was the bond of human kindness together. Why should that change? Why should that change? Nō reira, I raro I tēnā o ngā āhuatanga. I didn't even look at my piece of paper. close your eyes and look at the sun. A new day, a new glorious day is about to open, is about to rise. A day where the best of yourselves and the best of ourselves come together as it was meant to be. Tātou, tātou. Tēnā, tātou katoa. Sorry, I was going to carry on, but I know there might be some questions.
Thank you.
So I'll take the good ones.
I'll run the questions.
Kia ora, kia ora. Thank you. Remember, you used to be neighbours. So.
Aye, thank you, neighbour. So, do we have any questions, please? Councillor Gould and then Councillor Stewart.
Thank you very much for your patient submission this afternoon, Cora.
No worries. There were a few of us talking, just one mouth. Yeah.
Question for you on the Tiarua Standing Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have found it would have been better to elect your own chairperson and be able to submit your own agenda if the Tiarua Standing Committee had to carry on for a period of 3 years before we could have, if the decision is made to appoint Mary Ward's in 2019 election?
Yeah, kia ora there, Councillor. If we were having this conversation about 2 years ago, yes, because that's what was there. But right now, if we go back to the Te Arawa Standing Committee, it's like asking us to move from a table, from a chance to sit at the table, to go to another room. That's what the Te Arawa Standing Committee was. We were in another room giving advice to this table. Now we have an opportunity to sit at a table. One of the things that happened with the Te Arawa Standing Committee is that the mayor would give our kōrero, but also they would give the minutes to our kōrero. It's best if you hear it from Te Arawa at the table. Thank you for that question, Mitua.
Councillor Rokawate, and then Councillor Maxwell.
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. Tēnā koe, Kingi.
Tēnā koe, whai.
The Matawaka,
yes.
It's been mentioned often,
yes,
by submitters. I can't recall anybody mentioning it with the Te Arawa Standing Committee, I might add. But however, how do you propose to address that?
Yeah. You know, Whaia, there is a saying within Te Ao Māori, he marae takahi manuhiri, he iwi takahi manuhiri, he marae puehu. What does that mean? It means that a people who disrespect their visitors will be a marae that will be never be used. People will never return. In terms of manaakitanga, because it's a worldview conversation, isn't it? How the Te Arawa worldview is all about manaakitanga. So we wouldn't be Te Arawa if we didn't include. I like Ngāta Wakawhaia, but I like the word tauta here better. Tauta is a rope. Here is to tie something together. So they have pitched their waka to our canoe. It is not for us as Te Arawa to ignore that canoe. If you look at the just across from Boys High, there's the Matatua Maraithi. Because Tūhoe would sleep under the trees every time they would move, every time they would return home, we didn't like that. Nobody should sleep under the trees. So Te Arawa said, through Ngāti Whakaue, here, have some land, erect a wharenui so you have a place to stay. That's manaakitanga, and that's through a Te Arawa worldview. Tēnā koe.
Kingi, could I just ask a question? There seems to be one overwhelming fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that these appointees to the committee get a vote. What's your view on that?
Yeah, I think, well, based on what I'm saying is, if we look there, if we look at the kōrero, this is the house that Jack built. Rotorua is the city that we built. And so I do believe that we don't deserve a seat, a vote. It should be there by right. Because the first vote that actually happened here in Rotorua was the vote given by our tupuna, te amuhau, te pukuatua, te haupapa, that says, we vote, that you can come in.
Councillor Maxwell, did you still have a question?
Oh, sorry for pointing to, madam.
Thank you. Ka pai kingi, ka pai tō kōrero. The judges should have been down here this week. The question I want to ask, because it's come up a lot in the 5 days that we've been having the hearings, that the Te Arawa Committee
it's working, status quo and all that. But yes, 20 years ago, and I've been on it 20 years now, we were leading the country, but now can you answer some of the things? You've been a member of Te Arawa Standing Committee. Why you feel that is not working for Te Arawa anymore?
I think, Councillor, that I answered that question when I answered Councillor Gould's one in regards to we now have a seat, a rightful seat, just like up there at the decision-making table. Why not Māori wards? Because this is the house that Te Arawa and the Crown built. This is the decision that Te Arawa have made.
Kingi, thank you for coming, and your time is well and truly up. I've been reminded.
Kia ora
tata. Apology. Move to Aroha Bray, and Aroha's submission is 410 on page 62.
Just quickly, Madam Chair, I have a report. It's not a submission, but it's a report as to help, and it's by the University of Wollongong. I'll just leave that there.
The time is yours.
Yep.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Greetings, everyone. Stevie and councillors, you will note I didn't write much on my actual submission because I have it here in front of me for you now.
Well, you're welcome to sit if you're more comfortable or stand.
No, I'll stand, please. Cool. I support the Te Arawa partnership model. I support all the previous Te Arawa speakers. I'm not going to speak to you in Te Reo today because my words need to be understood thoroughly by the pro-democracy group and some councillors who are still to be convinced that the Te Arawa partnership model can and will benefit all people of Rotorua. I stand here today being from Te Arawa because of my two grandmothers, but I also stand here being from two European grandfathers who were both hard-working, law-abiding residents of Rotorua. One of my European grandfathers spent every Saturday inside the Grand Hotel Cobb & Co. bar. The other European grandfather spent an hour every Sunday attending St. Michael's Catholic Church. So they had different pastimes, but they had a lot in common too. My European grandfathers both married Te Arawa women, and they raised their families and taught their children to move in both worlds, European and Māori. My grandfathers were intelligent, and they supported everything good that Te Arawa people did for this town. That is a little bit of information about where I come from and who I am. You, the councillors of this town, should be intelligent enough to open your minds to the Te Arawa partnership model and embrace the fact that Te Arawa will choose their best people to work alongside you for the benefit of everyone. You, the councillors of this town, helped to develop Rotorua's vision and goals to 2030. We all know that when you were all elected, you made a commitment to ensuring a brighter future for Rotorua. This is your opportunity to prove that commitment and to fulfil the community's clear wish for an enduring and sustainable partnership with iwi. We have tested the Te Arawa Standing Committee model, and it did not work effectively for Te Arawa or the council. We now have the Te Arawa partnership model, which gives us a better working model, and we will not go away. In fact, this time around, we are stronger than ever. Before, because we have said it before and we will say it again, we not only want our views heard within these council walls, we want them acted upon. Te Arawa are only seeking a proper and meaningful partnership with this council. Our model intends to close the gap that has existed for many years within this council. And you can say, but you have three Māori councillors sitting here now, and isn't that enough representation for the tribe? And we will respond, no. Since December 2014, Rotorua has heard and read about the whys and the why nots, the yeses and the noes, and we have heard and read all the disgusting and racist comments made by some non-Māori living here in Rotorua. Aside from this very significant kaupapa, there's another significant kaupapa looming, and I just need to detract for just a few seconds. The debate on whether New Zealand should change their flag. I need to tell you about the conversation that took place just this weekend gone between my 8-year-old grandson and myself. At the very young age of only 8, he shows great leadership skills. He is spoken to in both English and Māori in his home. He started his education in Kohangareo when he was a baby, and then he went on to Kura Kaupapa schooling. He is now a primary school student at Glenholm School, where he freely and easily mixes in both European and Māori worlds. He is a very serious, deep-thinking, happy young boy, and he will no doubt one day become one of Te Arawa's leaders. On Saturday, my grandson said to me, out of the blue, from absolutely nowhere, "Nanny, you know the new flag?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, it should have Aotearoa on it." I said, "Why is that?" And he said, "Because this place is Aotearoa. And we were here first. This is our land." He is only 8. He has not even gone out into the big wide world yet. So I would say my grandson was referring to Te Arawa as his Aotearoa. We didn't carry on the conversation. I left it there. But it wasn't until this conversation took place just this weekend did I really stop and think of the importance of the decisions we grown-ups make, which are going to shape our children's future. I cannot understand the fear and the scaremongering that is a recurrent theme coming from the pro-democracy people and other residents around non-elected people sitting alongside council members to help shape our town, because they already exist. It is already happening across many working party groups in our council, and I should know because I am a member of some of those working party groups. So finally, I want to wrap up my kōrero and leave you, the councillors, to put all this aside for just a moment while you catch your breath, clear your heads, summarise the facts you have heard, and then come back to us with the decision that you do support the Te Arawa partnership model, because it can only be good for the future of Rotorua. And I say, kia kaha, Stevie, stay strong. You're doing really good work for the future of our town. Thank you.
We'll just move to questions. We have time for questions. Lots of time. I think you've made your message very clear, Aroha.
Thank you.
So thank you, and thank you for your submission. We now ask Marcus Wilkins. You're coming to speak on behalf of the Orkiri Group. This is submission 1800, page 235. Good afternoon, Marcus. You'll need to turn that mic on and the other one's off now. You're right.
Oh. Thank you. To the Rotorua, and I see on my note that my spelling is wrong on Rotorua. Anyway, Lakes Council Special Consultative Procedure on Te Arawa Partnership Model. Your Worship, the Mayor, Stevie Chadwick, members of the Lakes Council and Te Arawa representatives. My name is Marcus Wilkins. I am a resident of the district and live at Lake Rodidi. I represent myself and others. I have a long connection with the area and with Tangata Whenua here. My uncle Len Morgan was an early headmaster at the Rotorua Native School, as it was then known. Upon his death, he was accorded the honour of burial at the Urapa at Otara Marae. He rests between members of the Morohu and Virko families. My family has farmed on Maniatutu Road since 1892. Lake Rotorua is our moana, more than the mana at Makatu. Why am I making this submission? I accept that as a council you have obligations imposed on you by Parliament under the Local Government Act. You have problems that need to be addressed. What I am concerned about is whether or not this is the right way to address the problem. My concerns can be broadly summarised. This proposal offends democratic principles. There is a better way to improve the relationship between council and local Maori. The proposal is inconsistent with the Local Government Act. The proposal you have before you does not sit well with my ideas of representative democracy. Describing a representational model as a partnership means that we're giving privileges to one group of people in our democracy over another. America was founded by people escaping class systems and entrenched with privileges. My ancestors came here to escape the same system. This proposal means that Te Ara voters now get two votes, one vote in the triennial elections and another vote in an at-large Te Ara election. This violates the principle of the one person, one vote at the heart of democracy, where every citizen votes carries equal weight. It is timely that I'm speaking out the results of the British election. The Scots have shown how powerful democracy can be. Is it also useful to note that the UK, with Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, has found ways to accommodate minority people groups? A better way. The outcome of the UK election leads me to my next point, which is that there is a better way. I endorse the comments of Reynold McPherson in his comment to the Rotorua Daily Post, in which he advocated the creation of Maori wards as a way forward. Representational democracy can take many forms, and the way they have done things in the UK is only one example. Unlike some people, I do not think that the idea of Maori wards is incompatible with representative democracy, such as the English clearly do not think that the Scottish Parliament or the Northern Ireland Assembly or the National Assembly of Wales offends principles of democracy. I know that some of you will say that Scots get two votes as well, one for their own parliament and one for the national parliament. That is true, but they are voting for two different parliaments and not, as in this situation, for one representative body. As I said, representational democracy can take many forms. Such as the UK, our own parliament has set the framework under the Local Electoral Act 2001 for the creation of Maori wards or constituencies. The Maori ward system would have a number of advantages over the current proposal based on my reading, in particular of the Human Rights Commission paper. Maori representation in local government. These advantages are: there would be three Maori seats on council with full voting rights. That has to be a better deal for local Maori. The principle of one person, one vote is preserved because only electors on the Maori roll can vote in a Maori ward, and only electors on their general roll can vote in the general ward. I concede that there would be a reduced number of councillors in general wards because general ward numbers would reduce by the number of Maori wards, but the principle remains the same. It would use the existing Maori electoral roll and be conducted at the same time as the triennial elections, resulting in considerable cost savings to ratepayers. The decision to create Maori wards is effective for two triennial elections only. After that, a further resolution to continue needs to be passed by council. It can also be challenged by vote on continuance if 5% of the electors in the district demand a poll as to whether or not to continue with Maori wards. Maori ward councillors have to make the same declaration as general ward councillors to act in the best interests of the district generally. Having Maori ward councillors does not prevent the council from adopting a convention or even having an agreement with Te Ara Iwi. that at least one of those three councils will sit as of right on the two key standing committees of council. They will, of course, have full voting rights because they are elected representatives, which to my view is preferable to giving voting rights to appointees from a section of the population as envisaged under the partnership proposal. Maori ward councillors are subject to the same discipline of having to be elected every 3 years. This is in stark contrast to this proposal, which looks like one vote once only by the Te Ara community to elect a board, which then appoints members to council committees. In my view, this system carries with it grave risks of manipulation, cronyism, and little accountability to the rank and file people of Te Arawa, who are the ones Te Arawa are responsible to. Inconsistency with Local Government Act. My son is a lawyer and has assisted me with my submissions to you. You have received two divergent legal opinions. He has observed two things about the Act that legal opinions have not commented on. First, the Act only requires a local government commission, which has a Maori representative on it, to seek the views of affected iwi and Maori organisations on local government reorganisation proposals. Second, there are no specific provisions about Maori membership of council committees and subcommittees in the part of the Local Government Act which sets out committee rules. Parliament did not require the Local Government Commission to do more than seek Maori views on a reorganisation of local government, which would be something that has a significant impact on local Maori representation. They also have not specified any rules about Maori participation in committees. On that basis, he thinks that it is a bold step to say that participation in making decisions is implicit in the provisions of the Local Government Act and that will require councils to provide opportunities for Maori to contribute to decision-making processes. I would add that I think it is presumptuous of council to decide to give voting rights to appointees to council committees when Parliament has clearly not envisaged that in its rules on committees under the Local Government Act. Surely, if Parliament had intended to ensure Maori representation of, as of right on council committees, it would have said that in the sections of the Act setting out the rules for committees. The Act says a great deal about Maori having the opportunity to contribute to decision-making processes, but does not extend to the committee rules. That says to me that Parliament did not envisage that voting committees, that is, making decisions, was essential to achieving opportunities for Maori to contribute to decision-making processes.
Could I just remind you, you've got a minute and there's a whole page left.
Yes.
It may be wiser to use your time, not my speaking time, to...
Well, I'm sorry, Madam Dagan, Mayor. There's some here that I think you should have it, because, and I ask the Council to bear with me. I want to achieve opportunities for the Maori to contribute to decision-making processes. My son has also drawn my attention to the fact that Section 81(2) of the Act states that the councils, when providing opportunities for Maori to contribute to decision-making processes, must have regard to the role of local authority, which under the Act is to give effect to the purpose of local government. The purpose of local government set out in the Act is to enable democratic local decision-making and to meet the current and future needs of communities in a way that is most cost-effective. I've already expressed my view that the proposal is not democratic and therefore inconsistent with the one of the proposed purpose of local government set out in Act. I also note that the cost of $250,000 to $290,000 for the Maori ward system, by contrast, would be at no cost other than the initial implementation cost, because it uses existing electoral rolls and would become part of the Maori ward system, so there's no extra cost to ratepay. It is difficult to see how the proposal can be consistent with the purpose of local government as set out in the Act, when it is not the most cost-effective way of doing things. It is
Mr. Wilkins, but your time is well and truly up, and I just see another page of... You might want to just leave us with a concluding message. I think we've got your written submission. We've got your hard copy.
Can I have the concluding?
Yes. But you can't read the whole thing. That's at least another five minutes.
Yeah, it's about a minute. But
Sorry about that, but that's why we've been...
I'm very sorry about that, Ms. Jim, because I've done a lot of work on this, because I think it's very important. It's very important for me to help, because Te Aroha are a very part of my life, and I have had a lot to... I love Te Aroha as much as you.
We do know that. We have the whole submission here. It would take another 5 minutes, and we haven't allowed that for any other submitter through the 4 days. Is the committee in agreement there? We've got the submission. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Wilkins. And now, in the interests of time, we break and we have to reconvene at 5 to 3.
Yeah,
You only have to talk to 13 people instead of 121.
Hey, you're allowed to speak for half an hour.
Yeah, that's all right.
Hey, I'll pick up a few votes.
Very passionate, eh, some of the...
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yes. Hey. Do you have a question?